This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the governance committee. It is July 29th, 2026. It is 8:48 p.m. on the East Coast. Sorry for the late start, folks. We had conflicting Zoom meetings and so we had to fix that, and then it took a minute to get quorum. So here we are. We do not have Carol Wolfley, our secretary, joining us this evening. So having done the call to order, I'm going to call the roll. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Thank you, Teresa. Kaja Brown. Not here. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Thank you, Jan. Julie Hewitt. I am here. Zach Caldvier.
Here.
Thank you, Zach. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Thank you, Serene. Susan Young.
Present.
Thank you. And actually, I do see Carol here now.
Yes. Hi.
Okay. Well, so we got a late start, Carol. So I just called roll. Then we also have a couple folks who are other directors who are joining us this evening. And so they are, looks like, Myla Reason. If you just want to say hi.
Sorry about
James,
that. Yeah.
That's okay.
I just stepped away for a second. This is Myla. I'm here.
Great. And James Sagerton.
Hello.
Hi, James. Thank you. Okay. And I think that's everybody so far, right? So, okay. So, the next item, to deal with is the agenda approval, which is a 3-minute item. Second thing.
I move that we approve the agenda.
Let me just give a high level review of it. It's, the next thing is reviewing minutes from the May 26th meeting. After that is the PMB chair report for 20 minutes. Then comes the governance committee chair report for 5 minutes. Then we have unfinished business, a motion to clarify the use of public comment time and a substitute motion. And then we have adjourning at 9:30. That's the agenda. So thank you, Teresa, for the motion to approve. Any discussion of the agenda?
Yes.
Yeah, Serene, I see your hand.
My
and then
hand
also,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Serene and then Jan. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so the last time we were supposed to meet, I'd asked Sally to send in my motion. I was having some technical issues, but I don't see it on, so it was on time for last week meeting. I don't see it on this agenda. And I also, so I resent that about 8:00. And I also sent a different motion for tonight's meeting.
We didn't have a new business item on the agenda, but I would argue that it would come after the unfinished business item, but we could certainly put a new business item on the agenda and list those items there.
Well, the new motion
efficient, we can get there.
The new motion would be new business, I suppose. But the motion that should have been on the agenda on July 16th should have been on the agenda on July 16th. So it's not new today. It was sent on July 16th.
So that would be under unfinished business then. So it would be right ahead of, that means there's an order to your two motions. So,
can we see them in writing?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
Serene, can you please, I'm seeing a motion sent today. It started, here's an election motion, for me, as many people were unable to nominate, is that the new, that goes under new business? Oh, these are two motions.
No, that's the
okay.
One that we should have.
Okay, so that should go under old business, and then I'm seeing where...
Yes, that's the second one. That's the new business one.
Okay. Okay.
All right, great. All right.
Note, Madam Chair, that Kaja has arrived.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Kaja, if you want to say hello so that, sorry, we know that you're here.
Hello.
Thank you, Kaja. okay. Not only do we have quorum, but we have everyone present this evening. Okay. We're still on agenda approval. So we've amended the agenda, to add, the two items from Serene, one that's unfinished business and one that's new business. Jan, you, wanted to say something about the agenda.
Yes. I wanted to extend the time certain to adjourn to 5:45. Instead of being 6:30 to be 6:45.
Which would be 9:45 Eastern time.
Yes.
Folks, can we just, again, in the interest of time, can we consider both of those amendments, what Serene added and what Jan just did in terms of the adjourning time? Can we consider that as one set of amendments to the agenda and then do one, like, are there any objections to the amended agenda?
I move approval of the amended agenda with the three amendments.
Okay. Any objections to that? Serene, I still see your hand. Is that a legacy or a new hand?
Yeah, it's legacy.
Okay. What? Hearing no objections, we will consider the agenda approved as amended. So that means we're going back to the next item, which is reviewing minutes from the May 26th meeting. Did anybody have any corrections to offer on the minutes for May 26th? They were at the bottom of the email that included the agenda.
Is it May 26th or 21st?
Oh, I said, well, maybe what I said was May 26th. But really what I meant to say was May 2026, which was the last time we met because I think we canceled the July meeting. I'm sorry. No, this is the substitute July meeting. I think we had to cancel the June meeting. Go ahead, Serene.
I just want to adjourn. Abstain, thanks. The other A word.
Got it. Okay. Does anyone have any corrections? Hearing no corrections, does anyone have objections to approving the minutes, noting that Serene would like to abstain? Hearing no
objections.
Objections. Thank you. Hearing no objections, we'll consider the minutes approved. And as always, if somebody finds something later, they can come back and suggest a correction. Okay, so that brings us to the next item, which is the PMB chair report, and that's a 20-minute item. Go ahead, Susan.
So as we can all tell from the candidates who have been posted on Pacifica.org, there are a number of vacancies where persons either did not run or did not have enough nominations. So, and we have been asked, particularly by LSBs, how will these be handled? And so I have a proposed motion that I've also reviewed with council. The motion is request that the Governance Committee recommends that the PMB adopt the following motion for filling vacancies on the PMB or LSB resulting from no members elected to designated positions. And that should be nominated. Apologies. Okay, whereas the 2025 bylaws designates a transition period in 2026 when the election is to be held to elect PMB officers, staff, volunteer team directors, station representative directors and local station board officers and staff, volunteer team represent representatives to be seated in January of 2027, whereas vacancies may occur in the 2026 Pacific and National Board and Local Station Board elections in instances when no candidates are elected. Whereas vacancies occurring on the PMB during the transition period are to be filled by PMB nominations and secret ballot vote for the remaining directors to replace directors according to their respective station and class. Whereas vacancies occurring on the LSBs occurring during the transition period are filled by LSB nominations and voting by secret ballot by those remaining members of the LSB with replacements according to their respective class and station. Therefore, the Pacifica National Board and any local station boards where vacancies occur shall conduct elections pursuant to the bylaws in November and December 2026. As we are in committee, no second is required.
All right. Go ahead, Teresa.
And are we to assume that these are elections at their meetings, not an election that's like involves sending out ballots by mail and anything like that?
So
Does that need to be clarified?
That's a great question. I know the answer to that, which is that the transition section of the bylaws says how either the PMB or the LSBs are to fill vacancies during the transition period, right? And it says by secret ballot. So it could be not a mail-in ballot, but, you know, something like OPA vote, which is, I think, what we typically do when we're, you know, electing people to committees, electing people to, you know, that sort of position. We don't have to do the whole, you know, election buddy thing, but we can do OPA vote, which is free and easy. And I think people in Pacifica have gotten accustomed to it. It looks like Serene has her hand up. Serene?
I do. So when the term transition is used, the assumption is that, well, we know that the bylaws that are supposed to be in effect, that there is a strong dispute about that, that they're the bylaws that the members have actually voted on and that the LSBs have voted on. And then there are the 2025 bylaws, which are referred to as the so-called New Day settlement bylaws that were voted on in secret and without any input from the LSBs. And in fact, without the knowledge of the membership. I brought to this committee the fact that the membership wasn't even aware of it and that we should actually pause them and do some on-air discussion of them and make the membership aware of them. I brought this last year, and because apparently it's also humor, as also of amusement for some of you. But the transition means that what happens with regard to the boards during 2026, when the language talks about the PNB being able to replace, to fill vacancies, they're talking about filling vacancies that occur after election. It doesn't put the PNB in a position to void, you know, what limited elections there are left in the foundation, even without the horror show that is the present process of that the nomination website.
Point of order,
still,
Madam,
you know,
Chair. Derogatory comments be kept out.
Yeah. Thank you. Serene.
That nomination sheet, I think horror show is kind. We had people who were dead, people who weren't running, people who weren't eligible. It was incredibly confusing. KPFK people had KPFT candidates on their ballots, on their nomination forms.
Yeah.
I don't know how some of those things can be addressed, because people who are very highly literate were completely confused looking at that thing. But at any rate, even with a reasonable nominations process, it would still be talking about the powers of the 2027 PNB, you know, provided this whole thing isn't voided by a court. It would still be talking about the 2027 PNB. It doesn't give the 2026 PNB the right to put seats onto on the put people into seats on the 2027 PNB. I think that's a misinterpretation, to put it kindly.
Thank you, Serene. I think you've made your point. I will actually point out that the elections themselves will occur in 2026, and it will be clear, you know, by probably sometime in October, if everything goes according to, you know, the schedule, we'll know by, you know, the middle of October, you know, the second half of October at the very latest, that there are vacancies, right? That, you know, and so the vacancies technically are occurring in 2026. You know, I think the other thing that's important to note is that, you know, particularly when it comes to LSBs, and there was at least one LSB that, you know, has a bunch of seats that, did not, either didn't have a nominee or the nominee didn't clear the hurdle, in terms of nominations, by the deadline. And so, we would potentially wind up with three people picking, all 13 people on the LSB. And so, you know, whereas right now, you know, those LSBs probably have at least somewhere between 20 and 24 people. And so you're getting, you know, kind of more points of view. I don't know. Maybe that's anti-democratic to have more points of view. Call me crazy. Anyone else who wants to speak to this motion? Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I just want to say we had a long talk with Todd about it, and he interprets this as being vacancies in 2026, and that there is essentially no guarantee that 2027 could start and deal with these vacancies from the get-go. So as a practical matter, it doesn't work, would not work as well. And his interpretation of California Corporation Code is that it is our responsibility and right to fill these vacancies.
Thank you, Susan. Any other discussion about this motion? I will just simply add that at the stations where there are officer positions that didn't have someone nominated or someone get over the hurdle, that there is a lot of question about what happens. And so, you know, there's a degree to which people are clearly interested in the answer to this question. I feel like this is a good answer. We're the governance committee. What we would be doing by passing this motion is sending it to the PNB to vote on in the August meeting, which, you know, I think it, given time sensitivities is, you know, and the fact that people are wondering, might be useful. So, anyway, anybody else? All right. Hearing no further discussion.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Serene.
So in her earlier comments, Susan Young said something about council. What was that?
Said, I talked with Todd Gallagher about this, and he said that he does think that this is vacancy now, and that it is appropriate for the current PNB and current LSBs to fill these vacancies.
Well, it's not a vacancy now. It's a vacancy that will occur in
thank
a new
you.
Board. There are no vacancies on the PNB
thank you.
Right now.
Thank
right?
you, Serene.
Yeah. Thank
okay,
you,
so
Serene.
Reason,
I mean, excuse me, Serene.
I'm not,
excuse
I'm not
me.
Done.
But what I'm saying is, Susan checked with legal counsel. Legal counsel offered an opinion. I mean, legal counsel is part of the bar of the state of California and familiar with California state law. So, you know, I mean, Again, yeah, we yeah, could ignore yeah. that and hire a lawyer from somewhere else who doesn't know better. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So, you know, I've been around Pacifica for a while, and I remember when legal counsel spoke to the entire board where we didn't get our information that had to be chewed on by the chair and delivered to us in bite-sized pieces. Why can't counsel speak to the full board? We're all directors. We all have the same fiduciary responsibility for what happens in the foundation, and we all have our various understandings of what the bylaws say and what the bylaws mean. And there are also other people from California on the board who might know a bit about California nonprofit law and might be much better at engaging counsel. So why isn't counsel speaking to the full board?
Well, for one thing, this is the governance committee, and we are not the full board. So, excuse me, I'm speaking. What I can do is I can request that the chair consider asking counsel to come to the August meeting to address this very question, presuming, you know, that we do pass this motion and it winds up on the PMB agenda.
I will do that.
Thank you, Susan. Any other discussion about the motion?
Would you like me to call the roll?
Sure.
Okay, take a vote. Okay.
Can you read it again? Can you just read it again for me?
It's in writing and you have it in hand.
I could read the last part. Therefore, the Pacifica National Board and local
I'm
station
sorry.
Boards
I,
where vacancies.
I am asking that the motion be read again. I don't think it's too much, and I'm pretty tired of having to explain my medical situation to this group. What is the problem? Just read the motion.
All right.
Okay, so I was asked to take the roll. Do you want me to go ahead?
Hang on. Let me read the motion. Whereas the 2025 bylaws designates a transition period in 2026 when the election is to be held to elect PMB officers, staff/volunteer team directors, station representative directors, and local station board officers and staff/volunteer team representatives to be seated in January of 2027. Whereas vacancies may occur in the 2026 Pacifica National Board and 2026, in the 2026 Pacifica National Board and local station board elections in instances when no candidates are elected, whereas vacancies occurring on the PMB during the transition period are to be filled by PMB nominations and secret ballot by the remaining directors to replace directors according to their respective station and class. That was a quote from the transition section of the bylaws. And whereas vacancies occurring on the LSBs during the transition period are filled by LSB nominations and voting by secret ballot by those remaining members of the LSB with replacements according to their respective class and station. Therefore, Pacifica National Board and any local station boards where vacancies occur shall conduct elections pursuant to the bylaws in November and December of 2026. All right. I read the motion. Are there any objections? Oh, sorry. Carol, why don't you go ahead and take a roll call vote?
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Teresa, yes. Kaja Brown?
Yes.
Kaja, yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan, yes. Julie, I'll come back. Zach Caldvier?
Yes.
Zach, yes. Serene Roberts?
Absolutely not.
Serene, no. Susan Young?
Yes.
Susan, yes. Julie Hewitt?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Looks like it passes. 6 yeses and 1 no.
Got it. Thank you. So the next item on the agenda is the Governance Committee Chair Report, and this is a 5-minute item. This is a motion, and it's basically a follow-up to, you know, like the running item that we've had on the agenda for a couple of months about, you know, things being posted on KPFTX. And so here's the motion. Be it resolved that all PNB and LSB committees must post an agenda on kpftx.org and either minutes or recordings of their sessions or both. And be it further resolved that town hall meetings must post an agenda on kpftx.org and an audio recording of the meeting, and that any town halls which do not comply will not be posted on kpftx.org. That's the motion. Go ahead, Jan.
How does that cover if somebody says they're going to post post a recording, but then they have the meeting and then they don't post a recording? Is that covered by that, by this motion?
I think the point is you can only have the recording after the meeting. And so, if you post an agenda, your meeting can stay there, right? And then if you say you're going to record it and post the recording, but then don't, the thing that we can do is we can, you know, harangue the person who made the recording, you know, to get the recording. But the motion itself doesn't address not supplying the recording. It does make it clear that you have to have an agenda, right? Any kind of meeting. And then the difference is, you know, since town halls don't conduct business in the sense of passing motions, there's not an analog to minutes. So you can do minutes or recording, but minutes don't make sense for a town hall because town halls don't pass motions. So that's the sense in which town halls have to post recordings. So, Serena, is that a new hand?
It is.
Go ahead.
Are you aware that this meeting that we're having right now doesn't have an agenda, and we're the rules committee?
Ah!
In fact, I don't think the governance committee usually has an agenda posted on kpftx.org. I'm just saying, if you're going to tell other people to do it, you might want to lead by example. I do have
fair point.
A question. I did have a question about Susan Young took it upon herself to direct Otis McClay to cancel an LSB WBI town hall, and this motion now says that you have to post an agenda in order to have an approved town hall. So what authority was she acting when she canceled, when she took down the posting?
I wrote to everybody. That town hall meeting, they have a policy that they will not record. So I canceled it on that basis.
And where'd you get that?
Where did I get that? Listening in. That's what Jim Dingman said. We refuse to record.
I will also note that we're in, you know, an election season, and, you know, recording a meeting is protection for everyone, right? To make sure that there are no fair campaign violations, right? And so, it's not, I mean, the point is that if you know you're being recorded, you're less likely to engage in something that violates the fair campaign provisions. So it's in everyone's best interest that recordings be required, certainly during an election season. Susan, you had your hand up.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that I think that I think that we work with everybody's goodwill, and then if people fail to comply, the board can decide whether they lose the privilege to continue holding town hall meetings.
Right, but you took the action without consulting the board. So you don't get to decide for the board. You can bring it to the board, but to preemptorily cancel a meeting, I think, was out of order, out of line.
Your point is noted. Thank you. Any other discussion of the motion? Teresa, go ahead.
So that's a good point. The question is, who enforces it? Would it be the secretary and the chair? Secretary and the chair of the PNB.
The PNB
would make that decision. Okay. Do we need to put that in the motion?
It's a PNB motion.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, we're passing it as a governance committee, but it would go to the PNB then. So, you know, I mean, I don't know, Teresa, do you feel strongly about including that language in here now?
I think it might avoid problems later, because if we don't, then somebody has to bring up an amendment that has to be discussed at the PNB.
Okay, so it would say, be it resolved, PNB and LSB committees do this, further resolved, town hall meetings, blah, 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 and that any town halls, and then I would say, okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to insert another, and be it further.
At the end?
Sort of in the middle. After, so it's like the first two parts are going to be the record, you know, the first one's about PNB and LSB committees. The second one's about town halls, and it stops, and then it goes, and be it further resolved that the secretary, that the chair, chair and secretary will
decide?
Yes, decide if any town halls do not comply. So I get the witch out of there. Do not comply. And they will not be posted on KPFTX. Okay, let me just read the whole thing again, to make it clear for everyone.
Approval of the amendment.
Okay, I'll read the whole thing. Be it resolved that all PNB and LSB committees must post an agenda on kpftx.org and either minutes or recordings of their sessions or both, semicolon. And be it further resolved that town hall meetings must post an agenda on kpftx.org and an audio recording of the meeting, semicolon. And be it further resolved that the PNB chair and secretary will decide if any town halls do not comply, and they will not be posted on kpftx.org, period.
In the future?
Well, it can't be in the past. My hand is up.
Well, you know, maybe make it for X amount of time.
My hand is up. Do you see my hand? Or
I do, but I also see, excuse me, I see Teresa's hand before yours. Teresa, was your hand about making that motion?
Yes.
Okay.
So does the secretary and the, is it secretary and or chair?
I wrote chair and secretary.
Do you want that?
That's what I thought I heard you say.
So my question is, is it always going to be a joint decision? And the other point is, do we want to make, I mean, we're saying that they make decisions about town halls. Would they make decisions about committees too? Seems
point
to me when
order.
when you post the committee, you have to post the agenda.
Point of order.
Yeah, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I moved the initial language, which was chair and secretary.
Yes, it says chair and secretary. And honestly, I do think it makes sense for two people to confer on it. You know, otherwise, if one person, you know, it's just better, right? Two people. Okay. Teresa, you're good.
So one other question. So do we want to say that you can't post a committee meeting unless you post the agenda with it? And that will solve part of that problem.
I would suggest not.
But
are
then.
Are we going to do the stack, or are we just going to, or do some people have to observe the stack and others not?
No, you're absolutely
okay.
Right.
Well, put me on the back end again.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I have a day job and sometimes I'm tired at the end of the day. Okay, Serena, it's your turn.
Okay, so I would say I would amend it to have the chair and the secretary of the PNB make contact with the chair and secretary of the LSB rather than just reach in from wherever to remove a posting. Communicate.
So, and be it further resolved that the PNB chair and secretary will make contact with the chair and secretary of the LSB to communicate any town halls that do not comply.
Is the word discuss offensive?
I didn't think so, but
I object.
I didn't hear you say, okay, hang on. I just want to make sure that I have the amendment correct. And I think I do. To have the chair and secretary, the PNB chair and secretary, make contact with the LSB chair and secretary.
With the LSB chair and secretary. I mean, people sometimes have technical problems. That's why they can't do some things. There have been times when I've certainly asked, you know, someone else to do something for me because I'm having a technical problem. Things happen. But rather than simply reach in and say, we're removing your meeting, say, hey, we don't see the required agenda. Can you get it posted in the next 24 hours and get back to us? I mean, what's the harm in communicating?
Okay, so I've got the amendment down. Are there any objections to the amendment?
If it is communicating, but not discussing, because that suggests that there has to be an agreement. And sometimes my experience has been that the LSB chairs and secretaries are not communicative.
Gotcha.
A discussion does not mean with the consent of. It means that you talk to the person and you say, this isn't there. We need it to be there.
If I can't reach them, I can't have a discussion. So communicate, I think, is the sense and the practicality.
Gotcha. Thank you, Susan.
Point of order.
Yes, Carol. Point of order.
Madam Chair, so I believe you can only have two amendments to a motion, and can you read where we are, please, with this amendment?
Yeah, so Serene wanted to insert, and I think this would go after PNB Chair and Secretary. Well, and be it further resolved, the PNB chair and secretary make contact with the LSB chair and secretary to discuss. That's what Serene's motion is. Susan didn't actually make another amendment so much as said what her preference was, that she objected to using the word discuss because it implies that someone answers the phone, whereas communicate, you know, doesn't necessarily mean you have to be able to get them on the phone. So we're, it's not amended. I mean, Susan's language didn't turn up to be an amendment, and Carol's right. You can only have two at a time.
And did Teresa have an amendment?
Well, that's why I asked myself. I asked to be put back on the back of the stack, but I would like to comment on this amendment.
Just 1 second, Teresa. So the one thing is that Teresa's amendment we already put in there, which was and be it further resolved that the PMB chair and secretary will decide if any town halls do not comply and they will not be posted, right? I'm pretty sure that was Teresa's amendment originally. So that's already in there. So we've got two amendments now. Okay, so...
Could you read Teresa's one more time so I can get it, please? Sorry.
Can I just paste this in the chat with just Teresa's? Oh, let me see. If I put it in the chat, will that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if we're discussing, I would like to add to the discussion.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
In regard to Serene's motion and saying that you have to have a discussion or a communication, I don't know that you need to discuss the procedure in this motion. I just want to know who the ultimate decider is that a meeting is going to be posted or not. I'm assuming it, in all good faith, that the chair and the secretary would attempt to reach them and say, hey, we're going to have to take this off the agenda. You might not be aware of it, but because you didn't post your agenda, it's going to be taken off of KPFTX. And hopefully that could be fixed. But I don't know whether we need to go into any detail about what the procedure is. So I would say no to Serene's motion. And so that's one thing. In regard to mine, we have to make a decision on not just town hall meetings, but committee meetings, because it says that the chair can decide to take my meeting off. Now, I go on to KPFTX, and I schedule my development meetings out for a whole year so I don't forget. But I'm not posting the agenda a year in advance. So I don't know how you want to handle that. And second point, to prevent the chair and the secretary from having to go into KPFTX and look if every committee meeting has an agenda, wouldn't it be more useful if we tell Otis that you can't schedule, that the system will not allow you to schedule a meeting unless you put something in for an agenda? I mean, if I miss something, it won't let me schedule my meeting. I have to have the date.
That would need a consultation with Otis, and I don't think that we can do that.
Yeah, and the other thing I was going to say is, I mean, I completely agree, having, been the person responsible for scheduling meetings in the past, that, you know, when a committee decides on a cadence of meetings, it makes sense to get those all posted in advance, right, through the rest of the year. And, yes, it's great if you can post the meeting agenda, you know, in advance. I think the difference between committee meetings and town hall meetings is that you have two town halls per year, right? That's what the bylaws say, or at least I think that's what they say. Two town halls per year, and so it's not, you know, sort of a meeting that occurs with regular cadence. And if you're going to have one, you should know what it's going to be about, who's going to be on the agenda, who's speaking, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, those are the kinds of things that, like, yes, you could plan a town hall meeting, you know, 3 months into the future, but certainly at least 2 weeks in advance, you ought to be able to post the agenda, right? I don't think that's asking for too much. I think it is asking, this is, you know, I think this is the other thing we have to remember. that this is a nonprofit that runs largely with the support of volunteers, both governance and, you know, on-air talent. Okay. And I think we have to be cognizant of the fact that people have to earn a living. People have other things going on in their lives. And, you know, we all volunteer because we care about Pacifica. It doesn't mean we have enough hours in the day to, you know, be able to post agendas, you know, 2 weeks in advance. And I'm not sure that requiring that of committees is the same. You know, we ought to apply the same yardstick to committees that we apply to town halls. If you're not planning a town hall in advance, you shouldn't be having a town hall, right?
Okay.
I see Teresa's hand and then Serene's. Yeah,
my hand's down.
I see. Oh, okay. Yeah, but go ahead,
there are a number of people who've spoken without having their hands up.
And you're one of them.
Something like a 72-hour. No, my hand is up, but several people have just jumped in and spoken without a hand.
And you are one of them.
Just do it.
You have. See my hand up? Sorry, you have. That's just a statement of fact. Okay, go ahead.
Whatever. That's some sort of reasonable threshold, like 72 hours. People get busy. 72 hours is fine. You know, you shouldn't get to a meeting and not have an agenda, but 72 hours is fine. And if the chair and the secretary of the PNB don't see 196 hours out, they can send a note saying, hey, you know, in the next day, please make sure you have an agenda posted.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
We are way over time on this. Was supposed to be 5 minutes.
Yes.
So I have the First Amendment by Teresa, and I have the Second Amendment by Serene.
Yes. So the proper way to do this is to vote on Serene's amendment first. So let's take a vote on Serene's amendment.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
I'm sorry. Can you explain what yes or no means if we vote yes or no?
Yes. So if you, that's a great question, Kaja. If you vote yes, you're voting for Serene's amendment to the motion. And that amendment was to insert in the town hall sentence, the PNB chair and secretary make contact. It's the make contact with the LSB chair and secretary to discuss whether the town hall is it. So it's, are we inserting that make contact with the LSB chair and secretary to discuss portion? So a vote yes means please insert that, and a vote no means leave it as it was. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
Teresa, no. Kaja Brown.
Yes.
Kaja, yes. Jan Goodman.
Pass.
Jan, pass. Zach Caldwell.
No.
Zach, no. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Serene, yes. Susan Young.
Pass.
Susan, pass. Julie Hewitt.
Let's do the passes first.
Okay.
Sorry.
Jan Goodman.
I guess no.
Jan, no. Susan Young.
No.
Julie Hewitt.
I'll just abstain.
Okay. The motion fails. No's, 2 yes, 1 A.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now we are at Teresa's amendment, and Teresa's amendment was the part that made it clear. It was that, and be it further resolved that the PMB and chair and secretary will decide if any town halls do not comply, and they will not be posted. So any objections to Teresa's motion?
Yes, and I have a question if I can.
Teresa's amendment, not motion. Yes, and as Carol pointed out, we're out of time, which doesn't prevent us from voting, and so that's why we're voting. So again, because we've had an objection, we're going to go to a vote, and a vote yes means you're.
Well, I'd like to ask my question.
What is the question?
So we don't have any constraints. I mean, how are we going to literally block a posting of a town hall if it doesn't include an agenda?
Please call the, saying, please call the member to order.
Vote on this. We're talking about
please call the member to order.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Serene.
What sort of time limits are we looking at here?
There are no time limits because we are out of time. Serene, we are out of time for discussion on the amendment and the motion.
Then I move the table.
We're voting on Teresa's amendment.
I don't see how we can work with this.
That is
your opinion. Well, the rest of us do.
Yes, that is your opinion. Teresa you will get
Allen.
A vote on Teresa's amendment.
Teresa yes. Allen, how do you vote?
Allen votes yes.
Allen, yes. Kaja Brown, how do you vote?
Yes.
Kaja, yes. Jen Goodman, how do you vote?
Yes.
Serene Roberts, how do you vote? Oh.
No. That's not
sad. Zach.
Zach Caldwell,
yes.
How do you vote?
Yes, please.
Sorry, I accidentally skipped you, Zach. Susan Young, how do you vote?
Yes.
Julie Hewitt, how do you vote?
I'll vote yes.
And moving up to the original motion, should I go ahead and take the vote on that?
Are there any objections to the motion as amended?
Absolutely.
Okay, then let's go for a vote.
Teresa Allen, how do you vote? On the original motion.
Allen says yes, and the motion is amended.
Allen, yes. Kaja Brown, how do you vote?
Okay, I'm the original as amended.
As yes. amended
that
with
what I'm seeing in the chat?
Yes.
Yes, that's what's in the chat.
Okay, I'm going to pass for now.
Okay. Kaja pass. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan, yes.
Wait a minute. I'm voting yes on Teresa Allen's motion, right?
No.
Amendment.
You're voting on the original motion and
as amended by Teresa's motion.
Okay.
Amendment.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Jan, yes. Zach Caldwell?
Yes. This is a basic responsibility. Yes.
Thank you. Serene Roberts?
No.
Serene, no. Susan Young?
Yes.
Susan Young, back to Kaja?
Yes.
Kaja, yes. Back to Julie?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, the motion passes.
Okay, so we send this to the PMB for its August meeting. Okay. The next item on the agenda is, so on the agenda, the next item was something that we postponed consideration on, which was about a motion for penalties for anyone interfering with the audit. And I'm not sure that this is really in the form of a motion, so we will skip over that one. And then the next thing that was on the agenda was, and now the problem is I have to go to email, which was Serene's motion from the July 16th meeting. So I have to go find that.
Would you like me to read it, Madam Chair?
I've got it now. So this was Serene's motion that she had Sally email to us before the last meeting. Okay. It said, as many people were unable to nominate candidates for many reasons, we insist on an extension of the nomination period so that those who were unable to nominate will be able to do so and we will have candidates for each position. There is sufficient time prior to the August election to extend nominations for all positions at any station so that members at the station can have a direct say in the election of their representatives. I do believe that the PMB took action on a similar motion and declined, or perhaps it was that the chair ruled it out of order because it was a decision of the correct me if I'm wrong here, Susan, but that it was that doing something like extending the deadline for nominations is the National Election Supervisor's call, not the PMB's or the governance committee's. And so I believe a similar item was ruled out of order at the PMB. Susan, go ahead.
True. It was ruled out of order, and the ruling of the chair was challenged, and there was a vote, and it was supported. It also came up again when there was the conversation with the NES. And there was the request to the PNB was to make a request or advise, recommend to the NES. The question came up with the NES, and the board declined, supported the ruling of the chair to decline to do that, as it was not our responsibility. It's not our role. But then there was a question posed to the NES when she was briefing the board, and she said she did not intend to extend the nomination period. So this matter has been dealt with, so it is dilatory to bring it up in the governance committee.
Thank you, Susan. So I'm ruling it out of order for further consideration here at the governance committee. And so now we are.
I would like to appeal the ruling of the chair and to speak to why I'm appealing the ruling of the chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so 5,600. Emails were returned. That's almost one fourth of our membership. Of our staff members, which are over 1,000, only 351 of them have email addresses and mailing addresses at the printing houses. That means a full two-thirds of our staff is being disfranchised. And these are people who, according to the ED's last report, are actually registered in the team system directory that is now all the rage. So we have at least a third of our listeners and two thirds of our staff who apparently do not have contact information in the system, which means they didn't get nomination opportunities. They certainly didn't get a chance to run because they couldn't be part of the process without any contact information. The foundation is responsible for maintaining a clean list of its membership. That should have been checked since March, since the hire was made. There was
motion
plenty
to
of time
adjourn.
To do that before
what's the point
single
of this?
Announcement.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion
well,
to adjourn.
Because I'm saying that we have a responsibility.
Serene, you
to
are not
sure
speaking
the
members, to the question
speaking,
of nomination.
I am
Serene.
Speaking to the chair. You are not the chair of this committee, Susan.
And Serene, I will point out that we're at time certain now. And I don't know,
the people who do the money, who give the money and do the work. Okay.
Motion
and
to
that's democracy.
Seconded.
Yeah, motion to adjourn has been seconded. Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn? It's
well,
not debatable.
Well, we're in the middle
it's
of
time
the
certain.
Voting
certain.
On the appeal.
It's
to,
time certain.
There's
orders in the day.
This is an appeal. This is an appeal to the ruling of the chair.
Orders of the
so
day.
So we vote on it. Even if we're out of time, we take the vote.
I don't
orders
mind
of
voting.
The day.
Let's vote.
All right,
why are
you wasting everyone's time? I don't care.
All right, let's take Serene's right that she challenged the ruling of the chair, and the chair ruled her motion out of order. So let's take a vote, Carol. Yes means sustain the ruling of the chair. No means you disagree with the chair's ruling.
Teresa Allen.
About what?
Allen says, yes, I support the ruling of the chair.
The ruling about what? What?
To end the meeting.
That Serene's motion was dilatory because the PMB already dealt with it.
We need to do something about people being disfranchised.
Please call the member to order.
We're in the middle of...
Goodman, how do you...
I answer the question.
Kasha Brown, how do you vote?
I pass.
Kasha passes. Jan Goodman, how do you vote?
I support the ruling of the chair.
Jan, yes. Zach, how do you vote?
I support the chair.
Zach, yes. Serene Roberts, how do you vote?
I do not support the ruling of the chair. She's wrong.
I'm going to ask people not to make comments during their voting.
Please keep the voting going.
Susan Young, how do you vote?
Support the chair.
Support the chair. Okay, going back to Kasha, how do you vote?
Yes, I support the chair. Can we end this meeting? I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Julie, how do you vote?
Well, I'm going to go yes.
Okay, it passed.
Okay, so that means that motion is dilatory and it's not on the agenda. And we are now 4 minutes past time certain. And so there was also a motion to adjourn. Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn? Hearing none, we are adjourned at 9:50 p.m.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.